we are underway now. The tip-off just went up, and it went into the hands of the rookies in Cape Cove. This is senior night here in Sandpoint and a rematch of last night's excellent victory for the Lady Eagles, coming out on top by 2 points over King Cove for the first time in recent memory. And they're looking to see if they can't replicate that tonight. And there was a good defensive play there. And make that two good defensive plays. Alyssa Ludwig sends the ball back out of bounds on the sidelines. That was a throw-in by the rookies on their baseline. We got our starters here today. Alyssa Ludwig, Mariana Larson, Desiree Mobeck, Don Tessa, and Chloe Gardner for the Eagles, and then Peyton Kuzakin, Chanel Newman, Shaunkel Mack, Cameron Samuelson, and Kaylee Calver rounding out the top five for the rookies. And things are starting out good here. We're only 30 seconds underway. We had a shot fired by the rookies and sent into the hands of the Eagles on the rebound. And the Eagles now working their way down to the bottom post. Good defense, clean deflection by Kaylee Calver. The ball was moved down to the bottom post, and Mariana Larson put up the effort. But the rookies will get their hands back in the action. You're tuned in to KSDP for live Lady Eagle and rookie basketball. Don't forget, immediately following this game, we will have the King Cove T-Jacks versus the Eagles of Sandpoint. And they have two more games today and tomorrow after a disappointing loss last night, which cinched the berth. Disappointing for the Eagles, exciting for the T-Jacks, cinched the berth for King Cove in regionals in New Haven. There's a shot fired and a foul. Shaunkel Mack is going to go to the line for a 10th for two. That foul is on number 15, Mariana Larson. First attempt is no good. And the post players were all talking to Coach Barker for a second there, and they will swap out with the smaller Peyton and Chanel. All right, second shot up. No good. But nice rebound by Cameron Samuelson. She'll send the ball back outside to the perimeter. And the rookies will, have the ball snapped out by the quick hands of Chloe Gardner. Quite the defensive specialist for Sandpoint. She's really proved herself to be quite a threat in many areas on the bottom post as well defensively. So the rookies will have the ball again thrown in from the sideline. 6:39 on the clock here in the first quarter. The score remains 0-0. Here we go with the rookies, and we're seeing a little bit more life in the way that they're moving the ball. Oh, and a drive in there to the lane by Kaylee Calver will end up with the ball out of bounds on the baseline. She lost a handle after the poke out from the Eagles when she was making the move. So here's the play, put into action, baseline throw-in underneath their own basket. And good effort there on that throw-in. They get the ball out to the perimeter and send it down the line, and there is a deep shot, a long-distance call for two. And it's good by Chanel Newman, and Chanel again with a full court pressure and a turnover steal gets the ball in the hands of the rookies. So 2-0 now, and the rookies have yet another chance. Nice pass by Peyton Kuzakin, and just went the right distance to go above the head of Chloe Gardner and into Chanel's hand. Those are tough passes. Foul there. They're going to number 11. That is going to be Desiree Mobeck with the contact foul while Kaylee Calver was going up for a shot. So two fouls in 2 minutes by Sandpoint. And Kaylee has a chance here to make the score 3-0, and she does. Good shot put up there by Kaylee Calver. Mariana Larson is going to sit down, and Madison Thompson will check in for the Eagles. Thanks for tuning in here. For all the people in Sandpoint and King Cove, this will be one of the last games that we broadcast, my last game possibly of the season. So it's always exciting. That second shot was no good, but Shaunkel Mack fought real hard for the board and comes up with it. Oh, and her putback's good for two, and there's another steal. Bad pass off the throw-in into full-court pressure. Chanel's going to take another stab at a long shot. It won't go down. And I think Coach Paul Barker is pulling out a lot of the horses on this one, going to try to get a win tonight after last night's loss. Chloe Gardner gets the ball as it moves around the horn. And the rock goes up, no good. Oh, on a fast break, Peyton Kuzakin. She's got Chanel Newman. Oh, Chloe got in her way but tried to hang back because she thought there was going to go a cross post pass to Chanel Newman. But Peyton saw the opportunity, took it all the way in, and puts it off the glass for two, making the score now 7-0. King Cove off to a real quick lead here. And a timeout call by Coach Mobeck. He wants to have an opportunity here to talk to his girls. You know, the big thing here has been defense. The rookies have had time and time again to put the ball up. They've worked really hard on rebounds and gotten the ball away from them. And then the full-court press, Sandpoint having a real hard time getting past it. They've broken it before. You know, a common thing that you see here in high school basketball to break a full court press is just a fast dribble. That is not the best way to do it, but it is a common way. And Don Tessa is usually the one they send the ball to for that. So let's see what they do. Yep, they get to Don Tessa, and they're going to pass it down the line, but the trap set, and it goes into the hands of, oh my goodness, Alyssa Ludvig grabs onto the leg of Peyton Kuzakin to stop her from getting to the ball. No foul call. That was a very interesting play, but the rookies got the possession nonetheless. Shot fired by Kaylee. No good. Here's Sandpoint getting the ball. Fast break, Chloe's break into the basket, and they get it over to the cross post pass. And they did that all day long in the nil check, and Sandpoint's going to return the favor now with the full court pressure. Moving the ball up, Peyton Kuzakin's able to dribble past. Oh, and there's going to be contact foul there. Don Tessa trying to get the ball from Peyton, but Peyton turned her guard in just in time, and that forces a contact. Third foul in just about as many minutes. And King Cove's throwing it in, and here Peyton's going to take a seat, and Emily Brandel's going to get in. And remember, Coach Barker's plan here, since he's already sealed the regional berth, is to go ahead and get all of his players a chance to kind of level up, if you will, to use a video game term, and get on a similar level in terms of game time. Very important for young players to get in the game, get the game jitters out. Doesn't matter what's riding on the line, getting in the game gets those jitters out. Good defense there by the Eagles as the ball was being moved around by the rookies. They took a shot. Oh, and I see Kaylee favoring an ankle there. She sits down. We've got all the tall players out except for Kiana Utek. She's in right now. Mary Lee also checked in. So we've got everyone but Chanel Newman sitting out in the starting five. Here's the Eagles firing off a shot from the baseline. Good one there by Don Tessa. And Chanel is going to give her hand there. Good screens by Mary Lee Yatchmaneff. Opened up the door for a couple of crossovers, and Chanel Newman's able to break past that full court press. So here we go. Oh, and a violation there against the rookies. Will be a turnover for the Eagles. Emily Brandel had possession of the ball. So Sandpoint will throw it in from the baseline now. And full court pressure. Oh, and a high arcing pass. It almost got snatched away, but Alyssa Ludvig was able to keep her hand on it. And it's sent down. Oh, is that an and one? Count the basket as Don Tessa drives into the lane, drawing a foul. Puts up a nice little shot off the glass while she's at it, and it goes in. So a chance here to tie the game up for Don Tessa. We're at a 6-7 score. First foul for the rookies. 3:49 left on the clock here in the first quarter. Don Tessa's shot's going to be short, but she follows it up and gets the rebound. Quickly sending it to Desiree Mobeck. Desiree has defense all around her. Cross the post pass to Chloe Gardner. Out of bounds. Last touch by Chloe. It was a good decision to pass it. Desiree had a lot of defense in front of her, but the passes Chloe didn't get her hands up in time. Good effort by the Eagles, and here's, a quick trap set. Chanel not able to get any help in time. Ball on the ground, and we've got a jump ball called here. Good effort by Chloe and Don Tessa. They just, like a steel bear trap. Possession's going to Sandpoint, so they'll throw in underneath their own basket. Good full court press there. And it's really hard sometimes to break past full court pressure. And it's good experience here for the rookies with these young players to encounter that. Oh, the ball was passed around. And a foul going to be called there, I believe, on... Yep. 0-5 is what I'm hearing. Justina Parami is going to sit down. That was actually on Don Tessa that last foul was. Her second foul, so Don Tessa is going to sit down. She got into foul trouble early last night as well. So Miss Parami checks in for the Eagles. And here's the rookies with possession. Four fouls already for Sandpoint. Sandpoint's one of their Achilles heels on both sides, boys and girls, has been foul trouble this year. I understand the boys, who had a tough loss by 5 last night, had like 21, 22 fouls for their team. So here's the Eagles. They get the rebound, and they will take it in. Justina, pulling up her dribble, needs a little help. She gets it. Good defense by Emily Brandel. The Eagles hold on to possession, and Chloe Gardner will send it back. They run their play, and that sets up Justina for a long shot for 3, and it's good. You hear the roar. Sandpoint takes the lead for the first time in this game. The score, 9-7. A real fast transition by the rookies. Oh, but it's not fast enough for the defense. Madison Thompson steals the ball, and Kiana Utek got it right on the lower post, and they were both jumbling for the ball. And reach in there against Chanel Newman, try and get the ball back, and that'll be a reach-in foul. And the rookies now have two fouls to their name. Eagles will throw it in from the sideline. And Desiree's wide open for a jumper from about 12 feet out. It's a good line, but just barely puts over the top of the rim and bounces into the hands of Chanel Newman. Great job beating the defense. Emily Brainell was cherry-picked there, but Chloe Gardner got back just in time to stop the easy put-in from the bottom post. So, oh, tip-up there by Justina. Oh, and a fast break there. Chloe Gardner got it. Mary Lee's got the jets on. She's moving fast, but Justina keeps her cool. And there we are, 11-7 now with 2:04 to go in the first quarter. Sam Point taking the lead. And a steal there off the throw-in with a full-court press. Keanu Utek sticking to Justina like glue, though, making it real hard. Oh, Christina Eichley. Good steal. Christina Eichley, I should say. Good steal. Brings it into the paint for the rookies. And Chanel will fire off a quick shot. It's no good. And Justina gets the ball. And she had a little. She was going for a fast break, but three of the rookies were right in front of her. So she'll wisely pull back and let the offense set in here. But, man, quick game of basketball here. Steals galore. There's one more. Emily Brainell just anticipated the pass. Anticipates the pass and gets her hands out there just in time to poke it away and steals it, moving in for the fast break. And as Justina was trying to guard her, she gets a little too close and causes contact. We'll have a timeout called here, I believe. And I see Coach Barker telling his girls to settle down, keep things cool. Five fouls now for Sandpoint, two for the rookies. We are 90 seconds left here in the first quarter. It's King Cove and Sandpoint, the ladies, squaring off here live in Sandpoint Arena. And you're listening to KSDP, 830 AM, K201DA, 88.1 FM in the lovely town of King Cove. And this has been a real good game. Lots of fast-paced action, and we will have a throw-in from the baseline for the rookies. As Emily Brainell did a great job drawing a foul there, fast break. Good throw-in to a wide-open Mary Lee Yatchmaneff. Puts the ball up. She was about 12 feet out, no good. Rebound goes to the Eagles, and here's Justina. She moves the ball down quickly to Desiree, but the pass goes all the way around, and they'll set their offense up again. And that's what you want to see. You want to see. I see this here from the Eagles. They're running their offense well here, working the options, and they send a nice little triangle pass, 1, 2, and 3, down to the bottom post where Alyssa Lovick puts it in. That's exactly what you want to do. 13-7 now the score. Oh, and that's going to definitely be a reach-in foul by Alyssa Lovick. Chanel Newman on a fast break trying to get past the pressure gets the reach-in foul. So a throw-in from the sideline, but, man, with only one more foul, that will be bonus opportunity points for King Cove. That will be the sixth foul. Yep, there they go, marking on the board. Chanel has the ball now for the rookies, and the rookies working, getting some tight. And I see here it looks like a 3-2 zone. And I'm not sure what call we're getting here. It's going to probably be a standpoint. 10 to Sina Parami. And we'll get substitutions and 1-1 opportunity from the line. Yeah, Justina, another contact foul on the dribble. And Chanel Newman will go to the line here. 1-1 opportunity. And Sandpoint may be in the lead by 6, but when you get into foul trouble, it doesn't matter what your lead is. It starts getting eaten up real fast. Chanel fires off a quick little free throw shot. It doesn't go in. Oh, and there's another missed pass by Chloe Gardner, but she saves it. What a slap back in to the game. Nice send down to Nicole Gunderson, where she was being guarded by Mary Lee, and Nicole's got the height advantage there, but it was just a little too fast for her to get to, and it went over and outbounds. Woo! Soaring pass by Keanu Utek to Christine Eichley, but Christine sends it over to to Emily Brainell. It gets intercepted by Chloe Gardner. Goes back in the hands of the rookies, but now it's back in the hands of the Eagles. Can't even explain how it happened. It was just really fast, but nonetheless, the Eagles have the ball right now. 10 seconds on the clock, 13-7. Eagles in the lead. They've got no time here. Someone's got fired. They get the hands of Justina. She puts it up. It looks good. Bounces high. No good. Hit the back of the iron. Bounced high. Didn't go down. And there we go at the end of the first quarter. 13-7. Sandpoint in the lead. Word to our sponsors right now. And as Virgil started, I will finish. Thank you so much to the people who made these games possible. And again, like he said, we would get these games in, but probably not as many as we have, thanks to the sponsors of GCI and the Copper Whale Inn, King Cove Corporation, the Shoeing Corporation, Peninsula Airways, a huge sponsor. Also, thank you to Grant Aviation. Thank you to our sponsor, Eider Air. Also, Lake Clark Air. A thank you to the FV Red Hunter. And also, thank you so much to you, the listener, and the member. We could not exist if it weren't for you. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to these broadcasts, for supporting the radio station by becoming a member. And if you want to sponsor, you can easily sponsor. We're just looking for a little bit of money, as much as you would like to give. A minimum donation of $100 can get your business in here as a sponsor. We have packages to meet every budget. There we go. Starting off the second quarter, possession goes for the Rookies. All right, the Rookies with the ball. And they send it down to the perimeter, where Chanel takes a good shot from three-point land. It won't go down off the back of the rim. Picked up by the Rookies, though. And I see the starting five back in here. Peyton Kazakin, Chanel, Cameron, Chantel, and Kaylee. We'll try to get a few more points on the board and even this thing out. Oh, there's a missed pass. Peyton thought Kaylee was breaking in towards the basket, but no go, and it soars out of bounds. But that full court man-to-man should be giving Sandpoint a little bit of heartburn here. Yeah, Sandpoint almost loses the ball, but Marianne does a good job holding on to it. She had defenders all around, and a lot of young players here. We've got Peyton Stroud, Justina Parami, Nicole Gunderson, I think all freshmen, except for Peyton, possibly. Peyton's not a freshman. Marianne Larson and Alyssa Ludvig rounding it out. Good job by the Rookies. It was a steal, and they ran it down to the post. Chanel passed it to Peyton, and Peyton saw Kaylee trailing behind her, and she hands it down quickly, and that was a beautiful bounce pass and 2 points. But here's a real fast transition. Peyton Stroud, with a good look at the basket, decides not to take it and sends it back out, and Justina will take a shot from three-point territory. No good. But Chanel Newman, who got the rebound, is having a real hard time getting past Justina. Good effort, though, by both teams, and she gets past. And Peyton Kuzakin will now take the ball for the Rookies, and the Rookies will set their offense. They send it down to the post. Sean Kell can't get a look. They send it back outside, and Kaylee Calver, a long-distance call for two, no good off the back of the rim. Rebound goes to the Rookies, though, and they'll set up another shot from three-point territory. And again, that one won't go down, but good offensive rebound by the Rookies. Oh. And as the ball was sent down to the bottom post, Sean Kell turned into the paint, puts it up, and as she powers up, it's going to be a slap contact foul by Nicole Gunderson. That will be a chance from the line for two for Sean Kell. With 6:15 on the clock here in the first half, the score is 13-9. And Sean Kell makes that 13-10. And line change coming in now. The girls will change up for the Eagles. And the way that Coach Mobick has worked a lot this year has been just to do clean changes. Five players in, five players out. And that second one is good. Sean Kell sinks it. Good effort there by Miss Mack. And here we go with 6 minutes on the clock. A steal by Chanel Newman. And she takes it, and no good on the layup. Kind of is an easy layup. Rookies go. Oh, but the Eagles get the ball, and they send it down fast. Madison was way ahead of the basket, though, and they put it down to the post, and really they had Chloe trailing on the wing. They should have sent it to her. She had a better position. But Madison was the closest to the basket, and sometimes you just want to get it to the basket. Tight defense there causes the ball to go out of bounds, and it was last touched by, not sure who they're going to stay here. No one's claiming it yet. It was last touched by the Rookies. Good defensive effort there by Sandpoint. With 6 on the clock now, they will take the ball. The score is 13-11. Sandpoint did lead by 6, but the Rookies have closed the gap. Here's the ball moving around now. Sandpoint looking for an opportunity. They get it sent all the way down the line. Justina Parami sending it to the post. Oh, clean deflection there by Cameron Samuelson. Madison had the ball, and she was about to put one up. And from behind, Cameron Samuelson slaps the ball out, and it goes into the hands of Peyton Kuzakin, who will take the ball across the half-court line and set things up. Ooh, Chloe Gardner in the paint, trying to get her hands on the ball, but Kaylee Calver draws a foul and goes to the line. 9 fouls now with 5 left to go in the second quarter. Sandpoint is getting into Heat big foul trouble here. First shot missed. Kaylee gets her board, though. Sends one back up. That putback's no good. Justina moving fast now. She's got Dontessa, who quickly sends it down the line to Madison Thompson. Quick fire shot. Just to the right of the rim. Doesn't go down. Rebound goes to the rookies this time. And they will take the ball. Oh, but almost stolen by Justina Parami. Good quick defense there by Justina. Saw an opportunity with Peyton Kuzakin, but Peyton keeps a handle on the ball. Oh, and then Peyton does a long court pass down the line to the bottom post where Cameron Samuelson's waiting. It gets tipped out by Desiree Mobeck, and the Eagles will now have a chance. Chloe Gardner takes a shot just inside the three-point line. No good. Fight for the rebound. It goes into the hands of the rookies, and Chanel Newman will move fast in the transition, but wait for her the rest of her offense to show up. And here's the rookies with the ball, and they'll slow things down. Into the paint, Shaunkel Mack draws yet another foul. And Sandpoint, one thing that they'll work on next year is how to defend on the post without the foul. 10 fouls now, so two chances from the line for Shaunkel Mack. She fires one off, and it's all good. Great effort there. Shaunkel gets the ball again. We'll take one more effort from the line. And it's buckets. Tied game, 13 apiece now with 4:30 left. And, oh, and there's a wild pass just missed. Justina was starting to cut in. And it wasn't a wild pass, just a missed pass. And the rookies got it. Ooh, Shaunkel goes down really hard as a shot was fired off. Rebound into the hands of the Eagles, and Shaunkel a little slow getting up, but she's okay and back in it. Here's the Eagles sending the ball down to the bottom post, but too much defense. They get it back out. And I see four girls checking in now for the rookies. We're going to have that line change. This time Chanel's going to sit down. Peyton's going to stay in. Yep. So Chanel will take a breather. Peyton will stay in, and Christine, Emily, and Mary, along with Kiana, I'm sure. Yep, there's Kiana. She's over on the bottom end throwing it in. Full court pressure here by the Eagles as the rookies throw it in. And Peyton does a good job getting past the D. And they'll set up a long shot. That was Mary Lee taking a long one. No good. Chloe breaking fast. But Peyton Kuzakin plays tight defense and causes a turnover. Chloe trying to get the ball back. Can't do it. Peyton now driving into the lane. Pulls back out. 3:50 on the clock. Good job by the rookies and the Eagles, both playing tight defense. But with 10 fouls for the Eagles and 2 for the rookies, 3 fouls on Dontessa, I might add, as well. Sandpoint's going to be hurting here come second half. Timeout. Timeout being called by Paul Barker. He's had a hard time getting his timeouts heard the last two nights. And Paul will call a full timeout, and that will send both these teams to the bench. The tie score here, 13 apiece with 3:33 to go in the second quarter. What a great basketball we've seen from both these teams. Really proud of the way the Eagles are playing. They have come a long way in the last 3 years. And the rookies, who have had a handful of great seasons now, are continuing their run to regionals. And we'll see if they can break into state this year. You know, they've had a couple of really good teams the last few years. And neither time have they been able to make it to state. But here we go now, the end of that quick 30-second timeout. And the Eagles will be on the defense as the rookies throw the ball in. Clock starts. We are tied again, 13 apiece. We're in the second quarter with 3:30 to go here. And the rookies had the ball. Peyton Kuzakin, beautiful three-point shot from the baseline. Sends the rookies into the lead for the first time in a while. Good effort there, and Melissa Ludwig gets fed the pass by Chloe Gardner, and they take it down, and a pass to Nicole Gunnarsson is going to get intercepted. Nice ball handling by Mary Lee, just crossed the ball over, kept protection of it, and she sends it over to Peyton Kuzakin, who on the left-hand side of the post will put the shot in for 2 points and a 5-point lead. Sandpoint needs to slow things down and let their offense set up. Oftentimes you see this happen here with the teams at this at the high school level, they just start going, don't slow down, don't let their offense run. And they just start putting shots up. Eagles doing it now, they're putting shots up, and neither one has gone in. They need to let their offense marinate and let it set in and do its work. Get the ball down to the bottom post and let someone like Madison or Alyssa put it in from the paint. All right, Peyton Kuzakin with some nice ball work. crosses over and feeds it over to Emily Brandel, who was wide open on the left-hand side. Deep shot for two, no good. But the rebound goes to the rookies. They have been dominating the board. Yet another rebound and yet another bucket. King Cove now takes a seven-point lead. We've got two on the clock, and this full-court pressure has really forced a lot of turnovers, but Sam Point's able to get past this time. 2:04 now on the clock. It's been a good game, tight for most of the way. And there's a play sent into action. Good job. But it's sent over, and Christine gets a steal. Nicole Gunderson just did not have a good position, and Justina didn't have enough mustard on it to send it down there. Out of bounds, last touch by Kiana. So a throw in for the Eagles on the baseline. Madison's going to sit down, and Desiree Mobeck will check in for the Eagles. And it's hard. Justina has done a really good job. She's practiced so hard and does a great job here. Alyssa set up for a long two off the back of the iron. Rebound right into the hands of Mary Lee. And 1:47 hanging out on the clock. The clock has not started. Now it's started. And so we will have a bit of a lag here. 1:38 on the clock now, and here we go. Rookies with possession, shooting the ball. Emily Brandel, she's quite a shot. Doesn't go in, but it's off the back of the iron into the hands of the rookies again. Oh, and Peyton Kuzakin set up for the deep three, and it's good at the top of the key. 23-13. The King Cove has really run away with this game here. Nice poke in, sends the ball flying, but Alyssa keeps control and brings it down the line, setting up Nicole Gunderson for a shot from the bottom paint. No good. Rebound went to Desiree, and she had a putback opportunity, but that also was no good thanks to the tight defense of the King Cove rookies. So with one on the clock, King Cove looking to see if they can't burn down some time and get one more shot off before we go into the half. They send a quick one. Christine Eichley fires it high off the board. No good. But Kiana Utek's waiting for the rebound. She gets it and the putback. And Coach Mobeck is yelling to his girls to move this one up, get things rolling, keep the fire alive. All right, Sandpoint has the ball now. Point set, the play set up. Looking for a go there. Alyssa Ludwig gets 2 points. She was fed it right at the top of the free throw line. Turns around and puts it up. And now they got to get back on that full court press. But King Cove beats it. Oh, and a whistle blown there. I think a charging is what I'm hearing. No. A double dribble. Double dribble. I was going to say, I saw the hand motion from the ref, and it didn't match up to what I saw with my eyes. Double dribble called there. And there we go. The Eagles have the ball. They move it down. Desiree works the magic down to the paint. No good. But the rebound fought for, and Nicole Gunderson ends up with it, and 2 points to make this a, I believe, six-point game. Here's 2 seconds. Rookies have the ball. And they can't quite get the shot fired off in time. And going into the half, it will be a 25-17 game. The rookies took the lead quick there in the second quarter. But Sandpoint, not letting go just yet. So we're going to send it back to you in the studio, Virgil, getting the score. 25-17 going into the second half. You're tuned in live to Sandpoint for the rookies and the Lady Eagles squaring off here tonight. Here we are. Thank you very much, Virgil. We are live once again here in the Sandpoint Auditorium. The girls are playing the rookies versus the Lady Eagles, and the Eagles have possession of the ball. The tables have turned on the terms of where they're playing. They have switched sides of the baskets, and the tables also turn and score. The Eagles led most of the way in the first quarter. The rookies clawed their way back, though, to a 7-point, 8-point lead. The score is 25-17. So here we go. The call is coming out from the crowd for the girls to pick the game up and keep in it, keep fighting hard. The rookies have just been owning the boards, though. They've had 3 opportunities now with the possession here to put a shot up and to get it back and put more attempts in, and that has been a key factor for the rookies to get the points that they need. Nice reach in there by Alyssa Ludwig. Gets the ball out, but, oh, a pass goes last touch by the, they're going to call that a jump ball, I guess, and last touch by both teams. They weren't able to get a good handle on who it went off of. So that will be possession for the rookies. 7 minutes on the clock, and the rookies will throw it in from underneath their own basket. Almost stolen by Chloe Gardner, but Peyton's able to hang on, and she will take the ball back. And knowing the rookies, they're going to let their younger players come in here in a little bit, get things rolling, give them a chance to get into the game, and they'll also try to burn the clock down. And that's what we see here. They're moving the ball outside the perimeter. They've got an 8-point lead, and plenty of time. Oh, but Cameron Samuelson can't quite get her hands on that high pass from Peyton Kuzak and goes out bounds. Yeah, maybe Peyton was trying to get referee Pogue there with that effort. But it goes out bounds on the baseline, and here's a throw-in for the Eagles. And they will take a stab at getting a couple points on the board here. Good effort by the Eagles. They are doing getting past the defense. Desiree Mobeck just turns into the paint, gets around Sean Kelmack, and puts it up off the glass. And that will count for 2 points, 25-19 now is the score, and a whistle there. And that will be four fouls on Don Tessa. Unless they call, yeah, blocking call there against Don Tessa. She's the last one on the board from the last one. Yeah, four fouls now, and she's going to sit down here in just a matter of minutes. Justina Parami checks in for the Eagles, and Don Tessa will sit out for most likely the rest of the third quarter and much of the fourth. Sandpoint had a good win last night. And a nice little poke out. Justina gets her hands on the ball, but the rookies keep the handle. And there it goes again. Madison Thompson sends it out, intended receiver for Sean Kelmack. The rookies hang on here, and they're going to try to set their play up. Peyton Kazakin drives into the post, puts it up, wasn't able to go down, but Sean Kell was waiting for it, and she puts the put back in for two, counted off the glass, 27-19 now. The rookies hang on to the lead. Good crisp passing by the Eagles, sets up Madison down into the post, but she can't quite get past the defense and will send the ball back outside. The Eagles with it now, moving it around, setting up, and Alyssa will hold on to the ball at the top of the key and sends it in a little bit, and this is what you like to see with the offense. You like to see the girls putting in the effort, looking for opportunities, making the plays happen, and that's what they did. And there you go. Madison gets the ball down the post. She turns and puts up a shot. Can't go in, but she will get fouled on the way there, and that's how offenses work. You want to run plays. You want to get as many options as you can to get the ball in, and if you don't see the opportunity, you just send it back outside and do the play over. Two shots from the line for Madison. She'll miss the first one, but we'll get one more here. Madison's been a great player this year. She has grown a lot in so many ways, and it's exciting to see what she'll bring over the next couple years. She misses that second one, and good hustle by Peyton getting that rebound. Moving the ball down to Cameron Samuelson, and one. Madison not happy about that call, but Cameron did a good job getting it from the bottom post. A great pass by Peyton Kuzakin, and Cameron just turned real fast and fired it up. And that will be 2 points on the board, making it 29-19, a 10-point lead for the rookies. And this shot right here from Cameron trying to make it an 11-point game. Hard off the back iron, but it goes straight back into her hand, so make that a 2-point play instead. Two's always better than one if I know my math in basketball. So now it's a 31-19. And good effort on the defense trying to knock the ball out. Chanel Newman sends it out of bounds. The Eagles, I should say, will throw it back in. And here's Justina Parami with the ball. Sending it down into the paint. Alyssa Lovett, great pass. It was just floated right into the paint. Alyssa takes it, turns right away, and off the glass. Count it for two. Oh, but a cherry pick there. Chanel Newman on the fast break is able to beat past the defense and gets two more points for the rookies. 33-21 now. And this full court pressure has been real tough for the Eagles to get past. The rookies doing a great job applying it, and that forces almost another turnover. But as the ball goes to the ground, it will wind up, I believe, as a jump ball and be in the hands of Sandpoint. You might have even called that a foul, actually. Yeah, no, I don't think they're going to call that a foul. Oh, good poke out there by Chanel Newman, but Chloe's able to get the ball back. And the Eagles send it down. Oh, that's going to be a holding foul there. Cameron Samuelson reached in, and she kind of used Desiree Mobeck as a leverage to get ahead of her and poke the ball out. And that's a holding contact violation. So two fouls apiece now for these teams, and Sam Point will throw it in from the baseline. Down to the bottom post, Madison Thompson turns and fires one off. No good. The rock goes into the hands of the rookies. And with 4:34 on the clock here, and I think they're going to call that a carrying violation. Peyton has a good dribble. She's a great ball handler, but even the best carry on occasion, and that will send the ball into the hands of the rookies. All right, the Eagles, sorry. Sandpoint Eagles here, the Lady Eagles to be exact. And don't forget, coming up here in just a few minutes, the T-Jacks and the Eagles will square off live in King Cove for their second game of this series. Shot fired by the Eagles on the baseline, no good. Fast rebound by Chanel Newman, but she's got defenders all in front of her, so she'll try to send it back to Peyton, but ooh, and that will be a They're going to call that a contact foul, I believe, on Peyton. She was trying to get the ball back from Justina, and that wasn't even a lot of contact, really, but just enough for her to get a whistle. And I believe her first foul of the game. So Peyton doing good, playing clean basketball. And the Eagles have definitely toned down their fouls. I've always noticed that in the second half, the Eagles typically do a lot better on their fouls. Good effort by Desiree. She gets the ball handed to her down on the right-hand side of the post. Her shot's no good, but the rebound who went to the rookies gets stolen away by Desiree. And now Sandpoint will take two attempts from the bottom post. First one was no good by Justina, but Madison was waiting for the board and the putback. Her attempt's no good as well, but she will get fouled and sent to the line. That will make the first foul on number 11, Kiana Utek, who has checked in for the rookies. We have Emily Brandle, Mary Lee, and Kiana, as well as Christine Eichley in, and coach has left Kaylee Calver in to lead these young players. Drained by Madison, straight down in, and the score now 33-23, and the rookies will throw it in, and Emily Brandle's looking to get past this full court defense, but Justina is sticking to her like glue, and she's able to get the ball out of her hands. It's on the floor. Christine hustling hard to get it. Oh, jump ball, I believe will be called there. Yep. And that was a good job by Christine. She recovered the ball. It was down the ground. She has a lot of good hustle. We didn't get to see a lot of Christine on the road trip because she couldn't travel, but I'm very impressed with the effort she puts forward. Rookies have possession off that jump. Oh, Desiree gets off balance, and Kaylee Calver took the effort to get ahead of her. That was a great job by Desiree trying to steal the ball away, but Kaylee Calver saw the opportunity. Almost got the ball in, but her shot is no good. Rebound for the Eagles. And here comes Tampa. Oh, heavy contact by Kaylee Calver. The ball was shot down like lightning to Desiree Mobeck, and she turned. And Kaylee was just trying to catch up to the ball and couldn't slow down in time and just kind of plowed into Desiree. Desiree and Kaylee are pretty equal in terms of size, so that is going to be a strong collision, but Desiree is a strong person, and she was able to handle it no problem. She's at the line for two. It's a shooting foul. Off the back of the rim. The score remains 33-23. Sandpoint was able to walk away with a win last night. First big win against the rookies that the Eagles have been able to have in recent memory, so congratulations for that. It's a little off. Desiree called that one, and the rebound goes to Kiana. I believe Kiana Utek is a freshman, and I've been really impressed at her showings over this last season as well. We'll see great things from her. Oh, reach in there by Justina. Yep, she knew she did it too. The pass was coming back from Christine to Emily Brandle, and you just see that sometimes you give them a little bit of space so that way you can move in really fast and try to poke the ball out, but sometimes you get the contact. Three on the clock now. The score is still 33-23, and we have a steal on the ground as Sandpoint gets the ball from the rookies, but Desiree can't quite catch up to a pass just a little bit ahead of her. She was breaking fast. And here we It was last touch by the Eagles, so it's going outbounds. Rookies with possession. And here we go. Good send down to Kiana, but she's got Madison in front of her, so they'll put it back outside where Emily Brandle takes the shot. No good. Rebound to the Eagles. Chloe's breaking down fast. She's going really quick on the sideline, but Kaylee Calver is sticking real close. Chloe pulls back, and they'll send the ball around the horn. Shot taken from three-point territory by Justina Frommi. No good. Emily Brandle gets the rebound. And she said, oh, and that might be a flagrant. I'm not sure what they're going to call that. The ball was stolen away by Marilee Yatrineff as Chloe Gardner came up behind Emily Brandle, knocked the ball away, but as it went back in bounds, Marilee had it, and Justina contacts a little hard there. No technical or intentional foul called on that one. It was a pushing violation. 2:31 on the clock, 10 points between these two teams. Throw in by the rookies underneath their own basket. Marilee gets a send in and puts a little hook shot in off the paint. No good. Rebound goes to the Eagles, but here's travel. It was a good effort by Kiana Utek. The ball was going down to the bottom post. Long pass to Chloe Gardner. Kiana just intercepts it almost like a football, but she just keeps on walking with it, and that's a travel. Throw in from the baseline now for the Eagles. A foul. Good job. Madison Thompson gets the pass and puts one up and will get fouled on the attempt. The score is 33-23, and 2:20 left on the clock here. Madison sent back to the line. Six fouls for the rookies. One more foul will make it a bonus opportunity for Sandpoint. And you can probably tell by the roar that first one by Madison was good, sending the Eagles to 24. The rookie's still in the lead, though, 33. Second attempt goes all the way around the top of the rim and not quite in. Rebound fought for by Alyssa Ludwig and Kaylee Calver. And last touch by Kaylee, she was a little bit ahead of Alyssa, but it went out of bounds nonetheless, and it's last touch by the rookies. So the Eagles will throw it in deep in their own territory. Good job turning on the baseline and running by Desiree. She just ran the baseline perfectly and sends it in. Good for 2 points, 26 to 33. And here's the full court pressure. Emily Brandel getting some good experience on how to break it. She sends it down to Kiana. Kiana will move the along the sideline and send a high arcing shot. She's got that beautiful high arc. It bounces off the back of the rim and onto the floor, and a jump ball call there. Desiree and Kiana both putting forth good effort to get it. You got the senior versus the freshman on that one, a little David versus Goliath, but both of them were working hard to get it. Possession four, Sandpoint on the jump ball. So here we go with 1:48 on the clock in the third quarter. The score is 33 to 26. Sandpoint has the ball. They'd like to get a few points. Mary Lee would like the ball, though. She almost stole it away there, but Chloe keeps a handle on it. Oh, and Kaylee gets another foul called against her, and I'm curious. That's going to be her third foul now. And that puts Sandpoint to 1-1, and Kaylee Calver going over to the bench to get a little talk about that foul. She's not exactly I can tell by the way she's acting, she doesn't know why she got the foul, but it was a little bit of a blocking there. Madison drains the first one. She'll get one more attempt now. And, you know, the bottom post is such an easy place for fouls to get called. 33-27, Sandpoint has come back from a 10-point deficit to a 6-point now. Madison misses the second attempt, and there's a fast break. Christine Eichley gets the ball and fires it off real quick. It's high off the glass, but Emily Brandel was trailing right behind and gets the rebound. Oh, pass down to the post, intercepted by Chloe, but she fires one off a little too quick. And, oh, intercepted by the rookies, and they send it down to the post. And Nicole Gunderson, playing defense, will put a little bit of contact on Mary Lee Yachmanek. She was sent the ball from the bottom post and puts up the shot. That will be... It was just a light touch, but, you know, any touch is a touch when it comes to shots. And that will be a two from the line for Mary Lee. She misses her first attempt. I see Mariana Larson checking in now for the Eagles. She should get a chance to... it was a little too late on the check-in, though. She's not going to be able to come in here on the second shot. That attempt is no good as well. And I see Madison Thompson sitting down. Good job by Madison. She was able to rally up a few points for the Eagles. And Marianne will come in for her. That second attempt by Mary Lee won't quite make the rim. Out of bounds on the baseline. And with 1:21 here in the third, Sandpoint moves the ball up real fast. Nice reach out, right reach in, I should say, by Kaylee Calver. But Sandpoint, he keeps a hold on it. Oh, and that... That's another foul against Kaylee. Paul Barker not liking that one either. And so that will send Chantel Mack in, because that's going to be four for Kaylee Calver. Kaylee on the bottom post. Just, yeah, a little contact. And, you know, it was a contact foul there, sending Mariana to the line. So Kaylee's going to sit down. Chantel's going to come in. And good effort by Kaylee Calver. She led the young players. So here in the third quarter, Coach Barker is getting the young girls in, giving them the experience that they need in the game before regionals. Second attempt by Mariana goes off the back of the rim, but Sandpoint gets the rebound. Oh, and a missed pass there goes into the hands of Mary Lee Yachmanek, and the rookies will move quickly with the ball. Oh, they send it up a little too fast. Emily Brandel couldn't quite keep up with the ball, and it goes out of bounds. Good effort by the rookies, and they quickly set back up for a full court press. So here's a throw-in. Justina gets it. And the Eagles have 1 minute on the clock here. Chloe was positioned well on the bottom post, but Sandpoint didn't get the ball over quick enough, so they'll set back into their offense. Good send down into the paint. They move it over to the right-hand side. Alyssa Lovett got the pass on the top of the paint, sends it down to the bottom right-hand side. Mariana Larson puts up a shot. It gets rebounded by the rookies. And there's a shot fired off. Mary Lee, she was looking for an opportunity, but she was left wide open for the... Just too long, so she lines it up and takes it. 30 seconds now, the score 35-27. Sandpoint has the ball, looking for a chance here to get a few more points before they go into the fourth quarter. It's a tight game, ladies and gentlemen. And if you are in Sandpoint, there are plenty of seats available. Come on down for the last part of this game. Oh, shot fired by Sam Point. It's going to go out of bounds. Good hustle by Christine Eichley trying to get it. Couldn't quite catch up in time. And, okay, she didn't touch it, so it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the shooter from Sam Point. 12.8 seconds on the clock. King Cove has time for one more. They send it down. Emily Brandle, 9 seconds. Still send it over to Shonkel. And they're running out of time. They've got to fire something off. 4 seconds. Shonkel's going to lose her handle on it. Emily Brandle picks it up, but nope, can't get the shot off in time. And good effort there by the rookies. Great effort by Sam Point playing tight defense, forcing that ball to not be able to get fired off in time. And as we go into the fourth quarter, the score is 35-27. And a word to our sponsors. Thank you so much to the people who made this broadcast possible, to GCI, the Copper Whale Inn in downtown Anchorage. Also, a thank you to the Shoeing Corporation, the King Cove Corporation, the FV Red Hunter. Thank you to Lake Clark Air, Grant Aviation, and Peninsula Airways for making these broadcasts a possibility. Our sponsors help us in so many ways. Thank you so much for your help. You also could be a sponsor. Just contact us here in our Sandpoint studio office, 383-5737, if you would like to help make these basketball games a reality for next year. We're wrapping up our coverage here for the regular season. We are still working for regional coverage. We should have coverage for the games in New Halen, working for the regional games in Manicotic. And we will keep you informed as we know more and more and more about that as it comes along. And Lord willing, one of our teams, I believe, King Cove, will get a chance to go to state here. And we will have coverage of that game. 8 minutes on the clock. King Cove with possession. They also have the lead, 35-27. Ascending down to the post gets picked up by the Eagles. And here's Sam Point with the ball now. Good steal by Justina Parami. Alyssa Lovick will take it in now for Sam Point. And I got Peyton Stroud, Desiree Mobeck, Madison Thompson, Alyssa Lovick, and Justina Parami on the floor for the Eagles. Shonkel Mack, Cameron Samuelson, Chanel Newman, Kiana Utek, and Peyton Kuzakin in for the rookies. Not quite the starting five, but pretty close. Kiana in there to replace Kaylee Calver, who has 4 fouls to her name. 8 team fouls for the rookies, only 5 for Sandpoint. So Sandpoint in bonus territory. And Sandpoint also has the ball now. Passed straight into the hands, though, of Kiana Utek. It just split right between 2 players and went into her hands. So Peyton Kuzakin now is going to drive into the lane, but she's tightly guarded by Alyssa Ludwig. She pulls back out and sends the ball over to Shonkel Mack. It goes out of bounds, though, and last touch by the rookies. That'll be a throw-in for Sandpoint. I'm hearing Coach Mobeck, his unmistakable voice, and Paul Barker encouraging their girls. Keep the fire alive. This is still a tight game, 35-27. Sandpoint with plenty of time to come back here. Here is Sandpoint. Oh, and we're going to have a foul there. I believe that's a contact. Foul on Shonkel Mack as Desiree Mobeck gets the pass in from the post, and she turns into the paint and gets contacted. She'll go to the line for a 1-and-1 opportunity. She gets the ball. Puts it up. Nice arc. Nothing but net. Beautiful shot by Desiree. That makes it 28-35. The rookie's still in the lead. Sandpoint working to mount a comeback here. And here's Desiree Mobeck with the ball. She fires up the second one. Oh, beautiful. Just a repeat of the last one. Nothing but net. 29 now. A 6-point lead for the rookies. But here's a real fast transition, trying to catch the defense off guard. But the defense moves back quickly. And Chanel Newman's going to fire off a quick shot for King Cove. It goes off the back of the rim, but good rebound by Shonkel. Keeps into the hands of the rookies. And now King Cove working the ball. Oh, Shonkel gets it and works her way down to the bottom post and turning, puts up a shot, and gets fouled on the attempt there. And that's a hard one because she just really knows how to muscle her way in there, and she was just a little bit ahead of Madison, so when she turned in, Madison was just a touch over her, and that draws a foul. Shonkel fires one off from the line, and it is no good, just off the back of the rim. Score remains 35-29 with King Cove in the lead. 6:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Don't forget, after this game, we will have the boys playing live in King Cove. Second attempt, no good, but Kiana gets that rebound, and she puts up a second attempt, no good, and this time the rebound goes into the hands of Sam Point. And they move quickly with the ball, setting up their play. Peyton Stroud with it now, looking for an opportunity. She does a nice cross-the-court pass, gets picked up by Madison and sent over to Alyssa. good ball movement here by the Eagles, but, yeah, they're just passing real fast. And that pass by Des Reed has had a little too much mustard on it. Went above the heads of Madison and Justina Parami, now out of bounds. Good job by the Eagles setting up their offense and moving the ball around. 6:14 on the clock now, 35-29. The rookies have possession. Chanel is lined up here for a three-point shot. Doesn't quite make it. Into the hands of Desiree Mobeck. And here's the Eagles with the ball now. And 6 minutes to do something with it. They've got plenty of time to come back, but they're down by six. So if you look at it, that's only 1 point a minute. I know Sandpoint can do it. Oh, and there's a good start with two. Desiree Mobeck gets set up for a shot from the elbow there at the free throw line. Off the glass. It still counts off the glass. 35-31 now. Yeah, 2.5 maybe. Patrick Scott using some good math here to get 2.5 points for off the glass. Oh, great effort there. Oh, and that was, down the bottom post. Cameron Samuelson gets fed the ball, and she immediately starts muscling her way in there to get to the basket. Turns around and fires on a little hook, and Dontessa slaps the ball away and draws the contact at the same time. Sorry, Desiree. I haven't done that for a long time. Yep. I haven't called Desiree in a while, so I'm proud of that. Cameron makes her first one. That sends it back to a 5-point lead for the rookies and a couple substitutions. Dontessa and Chloe back in the game for the Eagles. Justina and Peyton will both take a seat and catch their breath. And I believe that's 4 fouls for Dontessa, so she's got to watch out for her next one. And she plays a real physical game, just like Kaylee. Second attempt is good by Cameron. And good quick passes by Sandpoint. Oh, but the ball gets knocked over. They're going to not call over and back on Chloe. It was tipped off of her hand. And here's Sandpoint. Oh, second bank shot is good. And that was a real pretty one. Oh, real by Desiree Mobeck, 37-33 now, 4 points. Oh, foul. Yep. Madison Thompson just puts too much body onto Chanel Newman. Yeah. And that is a foul. 1-1 now as King Cove is in bonus territory. That will be Chanel Newman on the line, and I believe Madison's going to take a seat, and Nicole Gunderson will come in for her stead. Not sure how many fouls that is for Madison. 4 fouls for Madison, and with 5 minutes, there's still plenty of time. Coach Mobeck wants to hang on to that chess piece for a little while longer. Second attempt is no good. The first one was. Fast rebound, fast transition. Oh, Chloe set up for the ball. She takes a shot. Long pass by Dontessa. Oh, good job there. Again, the foul. Chloe was passed the ball by Dontessa on a cross-the-court pass. Chloe turned around and just put up a shot. Didn't go in. But the rebound, Dontessa never stopped running after the pass. She just got to the basket in time, gets a rebound, and draws a foul on the putback. 3 fouls now for Cameron Samuelson. And nothing but the net. Dontessa, and she breathes after that one. She was holding her breath after it went down. She just went, 38-34 now, 5 on the clock. Second one off the back of the rim, rebound into the hand. Oh, being fought for. And I'm not sure if they're going to call that a jump or a foul. They're going to call a foul on that one as Chanel Newman, I think, was trying to wrestle away from Desiree. We'll see who gets that foul there. Should come. Yeah, and that puts, and it's number 10, actually, Sean Kell, who was fighting for that one. She did a good effort, but getting the foul, and double bonus now for Sandpoint. Nope, it's double bonus. The first one was no good. Cameron was thinking 1-1. She got the rebound, and she was quickly moving, but whistle blown to remind them that there's one more chance here from the line. So here we go, Desiree Mobeck with the ball, and another chance to get this to a 3-point game. Oh, just off the back of the rim, no good. And there's yet another jump ball. Nicole Gunderson and Dontessa squaring off against Kiana Utek. Kiana held her ground well, though. And we have a jump ball. Possession goes over to the Eagles on this one. 5:06 on the clock, and here's a throw-in. Dontessa will throw it in. It's a high pass. Nicole couldn't quite keep a handle on it, and Chanel was waiting for that moment. She grabs it up right away and will hand it over to Peyton Kuzakin, and Peyton is going to take her time. She crosses over, though, and gets past Dontessa. Dontessa corrects, though, and forces Peyton to pass the ball over to Kiana, left-hand side. And a shot up by Kiana. She rushes over to get her own rebound and grabs a jump ball. Possession this time for the rookies. Good job by Kiana following up on her rebound and getting that jump ball. Cameron will throw it in for the rookies underneath their own basket. And this has been a good second half. Oh, good reach in there by Alyssa Ludvick. She forces the ball up, and we got another one. And that was funny. Dontessa and Cameron were fighting for the ball, and Cameron is just, you know, she grabs it, and Dontessa literally spins out her feet trying to steal it. She's, like, running in air trying to get it, but Cameron's not moving an inch. Dontessa's got a lot of fire, but she's not going to be able to do anything against Cameron. So the ball goes into the hands of the Eagles now, and Sam Point moving it into the post. Oh, a missed pass goes out and almost to the other side. And the rookies pick it up, and oh, a fast break gets intercepted. Chloe Gardner, who's probably the quickest one on the court, is able to keep up with the ball and catch it from Chanel Newman. But man, the rookies, they're ahead by four, and they know that that's enough room for the Eagles to catch up on, so they're not going to slow down in defense. Peyton Kuzak can play with real fire. Enough fire to get a foul, in fact, and put Chloe Gardner at the line. No, there's a little discussion on who's going to be at the line. They're going to call Chloe Gardner at the line. That should only be two fouls for Peyton, but they are in double bonus, so Chloe's going to go for a two-shot opportunity. Here she goes with the ball, gets that first one. Oh, it just dribbles over the rim. Yeah, it was a good-looking shot, just right over the rim and in. 3 points now for the lead for the rookies. Chloe trying to make it a two-point game, and she does. Just goes right on the back of the rim and straight back down, like the pros do it. 38-35 now the score, and there's a timeout. Coach Barker going to talk to his girls and get an opportunity. And he's talking right now to the referee about something that he sees on the board right now. So, and there's the crowd getting their chime in as well. Not sure exactly what's going on. They're discussing, I think, the points on the board. They're checking with the book. And working on possession. And so Logan at the scoreboard discussing with the officials, and this gives a convenient time for the coaches to discuss with their ladies what they're going to do here to finish out this game. 4:23 on the clock, and it's a two-point game. It's been real tight. Both these games have been super tight. Standpoint walked away with the win, and I know the rookie's not looking to let that one happen again, but Standpoint liked that taste of victory. So here we go. Looks like they got things figured out. The buzzer sounds, and both teams come back out to finish up this contest here. You're tuned in live, 8:30 a.m., KSDP, K201DA, in the lovely town of King Cove, Alaska. And you are listening to the rookies squaring off against the Eagles here for their second game in this three-game series. They will play tomorrow at 10:30. That game will air after the boys. We will have that for you a little bit late, but nonetheless, we will have it for you. Rookies have possession. They put a handful of passes around and take a shot from just out inside three-point territory. No good. And another pass that gets intercepted, and Standpoint needs to slow things down. They're trying to get the momentum rolling here, but their passing just keeps getting intercepted. Dontessa puts a body on Kiana. She takes a shot from just inside three-point. No good. Rebound goes to the Eagles, and here's Nicole Gunnarsson firing off a shot. It was online. No good, and a jump ball. Woo! That's Sean Kell and Nicole Gunnarsson both fighting hard for that one. Sean Kell goes to the ground, but it's a jump ball call. Possession for the rookies. The score is 38-36. 3:49 on the clock. The rookies had the ball. And here's a long pass to Chanel Newman. She's only got one defender in front of her, and Chloe comes up fast. And no foul called on that one as she came fast from behind and knocked the ball. And I see a whistle blown now, and that will be sending Sean Kell to the line for two and Dontessa to the bench for the rest of the game. That will be her fifth foul. And so good job by Sean Kell getting the ball on the rebound and putting one up. Dontessa playing a real physical game of basketball will get fouled out. I don't know. I got Clavin here telling me that she's not out. And nope, that's 44, Chloe Gardner. Yep, she gets the contact on that one. Dontessa walked over to the bench looking like she was fouled out, but Chloe was in the midst there and she gets her second foul of the game. Good shot by Sean Kell. She sinks it. And I see Kaylee Calver looks like she's looking to check in here. Call for the rebound here. Sean Kell fires off her second one. It's no good. And Nicole does work hard for that rebound. 3:43 with 3 points between these two teams. The rookie's still in the lead. But Sam Point looking to catch up here fast. Here's Dontessa with the ball. She'll hold on to it and let the play set up. They send it into the paint, but, man, Sean Kell just slaps it out. Oh, and Peyton Kazak can try and get her hands on it, but Kiana Utek wasn't sure what was happening. She was waiting for the whistle, but you play the ball, not the whistle. So Sandpoint picks it up. Desiree takes it all the way to the paint and puts in two for off the glass. One-point game here, and that's a lesson learned. You play the whistle, not the ball. And here we go now. The rookies looking to keep their lead alive. There's only 1 point between these two teams, and you can hear the excitement now in the crowd. Sean Kell, oh, she is just a solid rock down there on the post. She is just a cool customer, turns into the paint, and puts it up off the glass for two. Still a three-point game. Sandpoint now with the ball. 3 minutes on the clock. Again, we're down to 1 point a minute. We know that Sandpoint can do it, but King Cove has had a real fiery defense. They send it back into the paint. Alyssa holds onto it this time and sends it over to Desiree. Desiree puts up a shot from the elbow that's no good, and we've got yet another jump ball as Kiana, Chloe, and Desiree both dive to the floor to get their hands on it. And with that whistle, we will have that substitution we were talking about. Kaylee Calvert comes in for Chantel. Remember, Kaylee does have four fouls against her, so one more will send her to the bench for the rest of the game. 2:40 on the clock now. Sandpoint with the ball. 41-38. This is a real tight game. There's a shot fired by Dontessa. That's good. A long-distance call for two. Makes this a one-point game. And here's, a fast break. Kiana Utek, she's got a cross-the-post pass. Beautifully done. Kiana got the long cross-court pass. She had Chanel lined up on the cross-post. Oh, and there's a steal on the full-court pass. Oh, no charging or blocking call on that one as Dontessa took the fall against Peyton Kazakin. Shot fired by the rookies, no good, but they keep on possession and send the ball back outside, and I know Peyton's just going to try to burn down some clock. She gets a long, wide-open shot for three, though. Dontessa's running back and forth between Kaylee and Peyton, leaving Peyton wide open for three. The rebound goes to Chloe Gardner as she breaks wide open, takes her sweet time putting that one up and in. Wide open, 43-42, and good job. Oh, and a reach-in foul there against Desiree Mobeck as Kaylee Calvert gets the pass and turns to burn with it. And that's a reach-in and double bonus now for the rookies. That will be two for Kaylee from the line. And only the third foul from Desiree, so she stays in for the rest of the game here. Shot up by Kaylee Calvert, and it's good. 2 points now in the lead. And Nicole Gunnarsson, who did a great job here for the Eagles, replacing Madison, will take a seat, and Madison will come in. Now she also has four fouls against her. So she's got only 90 seconds. She's back in. And it's still a three-point game, ladies and gentlemen. And Coach Barker's saying, no fouls. That is, I can see him waving his hands. I know that's the international sign for no fouls. Sent back to outside. Alyssa Ludwig for three. She's a good shooter. It's good! We have a tied game, 45 apiece, with 90 seconds in the game. Here comes the rookies. Oh, the ball is thrown away. It was a pass that just was a little too fast for Chanel Newman. Went over and out of bounds, and the Eagles have a chance here to take the lead. What a tight game we've had these last two games. Pass goes in to the Eagles, almost stolen by Chanel. Oh, and a missed pass there goes out of bounds off the hands of Dontessa. And throw in from the sideline for the rookies. 1:19 on the clock. We are tied, 45 apiece, and you just got to love these games. This is why you come here and do this. Rookies had the ball. Chanel being tightly guarded, but she sends it back out. You cannot let them burn down the clock. You got to keep the defense on. Ooh, Desiree risks the foul to grab the ball. No foul called, but the rookies keep a handle. Chanel set up for a baseline jumper. It's good just inside the three-point line, though, so it's good for two. Oh, man, tight defense, but, Chanel Newman was falling all over the back of Dontessa. And Coach Barker, I know he's not happy about that one because he said no fouls, and that's going to send Danny to the line for two and to tie this back up with 53 seconds in the game. And, you know, Chanel was just playing tight defense. And the ball, when you get things moving and then all of a sudden the person you're marking stops really fast, when you're playing tight D, you sometimes run over them. And that's exactly what happened here. But we have a real close game, ladies and gentlemen. King Cove leads by two, but Sandpoint has the ball, and Dontessa will go to the line for two shots. Looking to keep this game tied up here. We only have 53 seconds left on the clock. It's a real barn burner here. Sandpoint walked away with a two-point win yesterday. They're looking to recreate that magic, but King Cove wants to hold on here and see themselves walking away with another win as they prepare for regionals. Congratulations to the rookies and the T-Jacks for securing their berth at regionals. Really proud of the way both these teams have played this season. I know they'll represent our district very well in the regional competition. And a great effort from Sam Point, who didn't make it easy for either team this year. Both the Eagles and the Lady Eagles fought very hard, and it's great seeing the competition from these teams continuing to grow and grow and grow with every year. Dawn Tessa comes up. Oh, and just misses off the front of the rim. She put her hair up into a little new bow. Maybe looking for some luck. That's a bun or something like that. Lost that power. All right. Second attempt here. Makes it a one-point game. It's good. And there's the buzzer. And we've got a substitution. Interestingly enough, Dawn Tessa is going to sit down and Justina Parami is going to come in. Very interesting. And we've got 53 seconds. Coach Mobeck looking for a little strategy, I think, for shooting. Justina's a very sharp shooter, and he knows that he needs a surgical player right now. And here we go, man. We've got a full court man-to-man press here. And they set the trap really well, but Chanel Newman turns in and is able to spin through the defense and get over to the other side. This is where the defense really has to work because, that was a moving block screen there. Oh, Madsen slaps the ball out of the hands of Cameron Samuelson, and it goes out of bounds. It stays in possession for the rookies. But you got to keep your defense real tight in these final seconds because once you get past that free throw, that half-court line, they're just looking to burn down the clock. Standpoint's doing a good job keeping their bodies on them, keeping that pressure on that makes it so you have to keep the ball moving forward. And there we go. We're going to get contact against Chloe Gardner there. Now they're doing alternating screens to keep the ball moving forward and the pressure off. You've had some moving screens here and there, I believe, but none called. And this time Chloe's going to get called for the contact. She tried to squeeze through past the screen. First shot, I should say, no good. They're in double bonus, so Chanel will get a second chance here to make this a two-point lead. It's up, and it's good. Standpoint will have possession of the ball and a chance here to tie things up or take the lead with a three-pointer. Here's the ball in the hands of Chloe Gardner. She's wide open on the lane. Pulls up for the shot. Oh, it's just short. Desiree with the putback, and it's good for two. Tied game, 48-48. 16 seconds now on the clock. Here comes the quick transition from Peyton Kuzakin. She floats it in off the paint, from the paint, off the glass, good for two. 8 seconds on the clock. Standpoint's got to get the ball up. They've got 5 seconds. They got it to Chloe. She's got a line for three. She's got to take a shot. She couldn't. Justina puts it up. Oh, and it was just missed. And Chloe Gardner had that look. You get too scared to take it sometimes. And so they send along the way. And just like Standpoint, who walked away with that two-point win, so does King Cove. They get a win 50-48, but what a tight game that was. Real good basketball here between these two ladies, and lots of scoring, I might add. This is a pretty good scoring game for a ladies' game. 50-48, nothing to laugh about there. And that does it for today's coverage. Again, these ladies will square off tomorrow morning at 10:30, but so will the boys. The live coverage will come out of King Cove, and the game for the ladies will air directly afterwards here a little bit late. So, Virgil, sending it back to you. We probably got Amy Eubank ready for us, or Amy Mack, I should say, not Amy Eubank, Amy Mack ready for us any second now. So thank you so much for tuning in. This is Austin Roof signing off for KSDP. Stay tuned. The boys are coming on next.